StoryCorps is made possible through funding from Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.net.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Often at StoryCorps, people come into our recording booths and ask big questions. That's what 11-year-old Sam Getz did when he talked with his mom, PJ, in Tampa. He asked about a meeting that shaped both of their lives.
How did you meet Dad?
Well, you know that my mom died when I was 7.
Yes.
And you know that I was on my own when I was 16. So what I did and what you get to do are going to be two different things because...
Right. I always have somebody looking out for me, and that's you, Dad,
that's
and
right.
pretty much everybody else in our family.
So I was 18 years old, and I had a fake ID, and I was at this bar.
You had a fake ID.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm telling you this. And I was sitting at this bar stool, and your dad sat down. And I said to your dad, I said, there's somebody sitting there. And he says, I don't care. I just have to meet you. And he made me laugh. And that's what I needed right then, is why I needed to laugh a little. We talked for about 4 hours, and then he walked me out to my car. But he never asked me for my phone number. And I got home that night, and I was writing in my diary, very good looking but insecure. The next day, I was on my couch watching some afternoon TV, folding laundry. And I had told Dad what apartment complex I lived in, but I didn't tell him what apartment or where I lived. So he drove into the apartment complex and just laid his hand on the horn. And he just was driving through the complex. And I went out on my balcony. And I saw him, and I said, oh, my God, that's that guy from the bar last night. And he was like, oh, hi, there you are, I'm looking for you. And that's the way he found me.
What were the best times, the worst times in marriage, and did you ever think of getting divorced?
You know, over the years, I have thought about getting divorced. Me and your dad were separated once for 2 years, but we got back together, and we never did get divorced. We came close a couple of times during that time.
I remember, you're like yelling and you said, do you want me to leave with the children? I was like in my bed and then I just heard that.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, sweetie. Marriage isn't always pretty. I think sometimes we act like little children and we need to be more mature about it because it's a privilege to be married to somebody and you need not to disrespect it like that. Like sometimes we get angry and we do. But we've been together for 23 years now. And I think your dad's taught me the meaning of love. Love is as much a feeling as it is an action. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
To love somebody is not just how you feel about them, but what you do also.
PJ Getz with her son, Sam, in Tampa, Florida. To see photos and to make a reservation for your own interview, visit storycorps.net. Major support for StoryCorps is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. Learn more at loveandforgive.org. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps on the radio, Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition. This is Katie Simon for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening.